This is Lost Frequencies with Are You With Me on Vibe 107.6. This Saturday evening, it's Luke if you're here till midnight. It's 10 minutes past 11. Delighted to say I'm joined by the one named Karen Harding.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm really excited and looking forward to this. So,
awesome. Yeah,
it's great
me
to
too.
Have you here. Thanks a lot for coming by.
Oh, no problem.
So, yeah, let's get straight into it. So, the new series of The X Factor has like recently started. Still watching it? You a fan of The X Factor still?
I won't lie, if I have a Saturday night or a Sunday night, as it has been, I will watch it because I love like just seeing people singing. Like, I'm going to tune into that because it's like in my blood to watch the artists and whatnot. And I think this year is actually really good.
Yeah, I actually haven't managed to catch an episode of The X Factor currently.
Oh, okay then. well, it's that whole like 6 week. I mean, have you seen the adverts? It's like everyone's going on. It's like, I don't know. They think it's some sort of sci-fi movie or something. The adverts. The music's a little bit intense, but the singers are great on it.
Yeah, I'm sure they. So you were on X Factor yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Do you reckon like you got anything out of it? Did it open any doors for you?
I think it made me like a bit more confident in like what I want to do. Like in the X Factor, like I think it's great for like confidence building and stuff, because like, you know, you're putting yourself up against so much competition. There's like a lot of talent in the room when you're there and you're trying to perform to your best ability. But I think I just came out of it and I was obviously a bit upset that I didn't get through, because it's all a big hoo-ha when you're there. When I left, I just thought, you know what, I'm gonna make some music and I'm just gonna just keep going. And I've just made us even more determined to be successful.
And successful, you were pretty successful, I guess. So you've also recently announced that you're touring with Sigma.
Yes,
which is absolutely massive. Like,
I'm so
how
excited.
Are you feeling about that?
Yeah, I think there's like 11 dates, and I've never been on a tour with anybody before.
Oh, really? So yeah.
Just all of the venues look amazing. Like there's just loads of places in the UK which I've like always wanted to gig at as well. Like we've got a gig in the Roundhouse in London, which I'm so excited
about.
That's
a great venue to have a gig at.
Yeah, I've been there before and like I just thought, oh, I wish I could gig here. And yes, finally I am. And I'm back up in Newcastle as well, which is great.
Back to your hometown as well, so
yeah. I'm going to get all my mates to come and give us a bit of a cheer. So.
So let's talk about your latest single, Feel Good. Because we absolutely love it here at Vibe. It sounds great. So how did the opportunity to work with Blonde come about? Like, what's going on there?
Well, I've worked with Blonde in the past, and we've like written a couple of songs beforehand, and I think they had this song, and they were like, well, just basically asked us if I wanted to vocal on it, and I mean, I was really excited about it from the moment like I got played it, and
yeah.
it just really like lends itself to that whole 90s house genre with like the big vocals, which is like, which I am all on that. So yeah, and I just really like the song, and they said, do you want to do it? And I did it, and
and we love it.
Thank you so much.
I tell you what, let's play it. Would you like to introduce it for us?
Yeah, this is Karen Harden, and this is a song that I did with Blonde called Feel Good.
You want my addiction, I will love you with precision.
It's Blonde and Karen Harding on Vibe 107.6. It's called Feel Good. Karen Harding's still with me.
Hi.
Hi. So, yeah, that huge tune from you there. We're absolutely loving it here.
Thank you.
So, your tune, Say Something, was absolutely huge, wasn't it? It was big.
Surprisingly, yes. It was, it was a big shock to me, but truly appreciated, because I was very nervous about it, and everyone seemed to love it, which is great.
Yeah, indeed. As well as that song as well, it's growing at the moment, because it's getting huge, as you said, in the clubs as well. We're excited to see. Like, you got anything coming up in the future? Are you planning on any albums, maybe?
Yeah, we're in the process actually now of getting the next single ready, and then the album is getting slowly but surely getting put together.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realise how much work goes into an album and choosing the songs, because for the past year and a half I've been working with like loads of different people and getting like loads of different material together. I think we'll have like over 100 songs or something to choose from, which is amazing, but also really difficult, because I love them all equally.
Yeah.
They're like my little children that I don't want to like let go. So hopefully we can just put like 100 songs on the album and then I'll be happy.
That'd be great. That'd be just a massive deluxe album, yeah. 100 songs.
Yeah, I'd love to see that.
I'd love for that. So with your tour of Sigma, are you planning on releasing a new single around there?
I'm not sure actually, because we've filmed the video, which I can't wait for it to come out. I'm going to be performing it live. I'll be performing it live tonight at my gig in Oceania too.
Yes.
I think we'll see how it goes, and then I can get really excited about it when I know for sure.
Yeah, definitely. So, I think it's about time we put you on the spot and asked you a few random questions. You up for doing that?
Yes, I totally am.
Good, because yes. Simeon was saying you'd be worried about it, so there's nothing to be worried about at all.
I'm going to have 100% faith in myself that I can do this.
Yes, and later on as well, we're going to be playing Limit to the Minute, which is a game I've got going on my show, so that's going to be a lot of fun as well.
Okay.
But I've got a few questions for you first, though. So, okay. Harry Styles or Justin Bieber?
Justin Bieber.
Towie or Geordie Shaw?
Oh, God.
It's a tough one.
Geordie Shaw, because I'm from Newcastle, even though I've...
Hometown, you've got to stick with your roots.
Yeah.
What's the worst date you've ever had?
I think it was when I rocked up and the guy said to us, you look like a school teacher.
Oh, God.
I was like, right, so I'm just going to go home now, yeah.
That must have been quite awkward.
It was very awkward, actually.
Yeah.
Remembering it now, I just think, why did I even...
What was your reply to that? Like, what would you even reply?
Just... Well, at least I'm dressed nicely. I think he was, like, wearing sweatpants or something. I don't know.
Oh,
yeah. I was like, this is really awkward because we clearly aren't... This is not right.
Have you ever seen the show on Channel 4, First Dates?
Yes, I love it.
I love First Dates.
I love those... Like, what... I love Dinner Date and First Dates because it's just so like, although it's a little bit cringe around
just
the edges.
At times a bit cringy.
Yeah, but everyone loves that. I really like it when they actually get together.
Yeah.
I think it's really, really nice, and then they give each other a little kiss at the end. But also, I really, really enjoy it when they just can't stand each other.
Mm.
And then they go to the toilets and call the mates and they're like, oh my God.
Have you ever done that? Ever been on a date and you thought, you know, go to the toilet, ring my mate, oh, he's all right. You've done it before, haven't you?
No, actually, I don't think so. Maybe like send like a sneaky text or something where I'm just like, what am I doing? Which was probably on that date, to be honest. I haven't been on very many dates.
Oh, well, there you go. So what's the worst thing that could ever happen to you whilst performing? Like, if anything could go wrong, people not turn up, booze.
Well, that's obvious. Like, the obvious is, like, booze and people not turning up. But usually the people who are there are really nice, and they get into it just because I'm getting into it so much. But I think it would probably either be a heel snapped in the middle of the performance.
Yeah.
Or, like... There was like a massive gust of wind and my skirt blew up over my head or something. I don't know.
That'd be pretty bad, yeah.
Yeah, it would be. I mean, that's like, I think I've had dreams about those things happening to us before, but...
Well, let's hope nothing like that ever happens, and especially not tonight.
Yeah, let's hope so.
That'd be great.
I have a spare pair of shoes in case it goes wrong. Yeah,
definitely come prepared. So, as I said earlier, I've come up with a game show on my show here at Vibe called Limit to the Minute.
Okay.
And we want you to play along today and see if you can set a new high score.
Right.
So how it works is I'm going to play a minute of 10 clips of songs, okay? And all you have to do is wait till you've heard them all and see how many you can remember. It's pretty simple.
Okay.
Okay, so it's going to be quite exciting. Currently, yes. We have someone called Callum at the top of the leaderboard who actually called in a few weeks ago, managed to get 18 points, which is 6 songs correctly. So you've got to be 6.
Okay. So have I got to say the singer and the song?
Just say the song.
Okay.
Just say the song. So
okay.
are you ready to do this?
So you're going to play them and then I have to remember them and then tell you at the end?
Yes.
Okay,
and
then.
You'll have 20 seconds and there's going to be a countdown. It's going to get really quite scary. So.
Okay, then.
Okay, let's do this. There's Limit to the Minute with Karen Harding on Vibe.
Love you like a magazine. I'm gonna love you until you hate me. Love you like a good.
Karen, you have 20 seconds to name as many as you can, starting right now.
Okay, shut up and dance with me. How deep is your love? I think it was, I don't know if it was Blank Space. Love Me Harder. Oh my goodness me. Black Widow. What on that? Oh my God, what's that sound?
Running out of time.
Oh my God, I don't know. This is so hard. Love Me Like I Can. I never love you like I can.
Time's
up. Oh my God, that's so hard. You made that so hard with that extra,
that was quite difficult. The countdown really does. How many get, Simeon? Simeon's just counting up Karen's score. She got six right.
That's not bad, is it?
That puts you to the top of the leaderboard.
Oh my God,
it does. It gives you top of the leaderboard, 18 points.
Yeah.
Which is absolutely amazing. So now everyone calling into Vibe's going to have to beat Karen Harding on Limit to the Minute.
Oh, yes.
Nice one. Tell you what, let's get into your track, Say Something, next.
Yes.
Let's do that.
Lately, you've been quiet. Is there something on your mind, baby? The suspense is killing me so.
Karen Harding's huge track, Say Something, on Vibe 107.6. Still with me, Karen. How are you doing?
Is it wrong that I'm still dancing like a crazy fool to that song?
No, not at all. I think everyone's dancing along to like a crazy fool to that song. It's absolutely massive. We love it.
Thank you.
So we've got you for a few more minutes, so a couple more questions to ask you.
Yeah.
One of the questions we have is, what's the best performance you've had so far?
Ooh. Well, this year has pretty much been jam-packed with performing. Which is like one of my favourite things, actually. Like, I love the studio, but performing is just because it's like that instant reaction. It's great. And I think probably number one was Park Life. It was my first festival. I had my band with us and we played main stage, and there were just thousands of people there, and I couldn't believe how many people actually turned up to like watch my performance. And it was just like, I was so nervous as well.
I was going to say, how were your nerves for that? Yeah. That must have been...
I was, because I was with the band as well, it was like our first proper gig, and it was huge, and the stage was... And the first song came on, and it's like an intro, and I walked out too late, so I had to run to the microphone because I didn't realise how big the stage was. Well, that pretty much goes to show how nervous I actually was.
When did the nerves start, like, kicking in with that? Like, do you wake up in the morning, you think, oh, God, or is it kind of like, as the day progresses?
As the day progresses, usually when I start putting stuff into bags, like when I my outfits or whatever, and then like starting to like get ready, makeup and all that things. And but the worst part of it is just before you're about to go on, when you hear them like, "Oh, are you ready for Karen Harding?" And then like you hear like the screeches or whatever, and then I feel a little bit sick, and then I'm like, okay, then let's just get on with it, and then it sort of disappears.
And
in a really
just
good way.
Enjoys it, and it just goes as quick as it
goes. Adrenaline is like to the max. And then when I'm finished, I can't hear anything because I'm just so hyped up. But it's always just a great feeling every time.
Yeah, well, we're just about running out of time then. So we're really excited to hear what music you're going to come up with in the future. We'll definitely be listening out for it. So make sure you're checking out Karen's new single, which is available to download now from iTunes. So if people want to interact with you, Karen, and get in touch on social media, I guess, and websites.
Yeah, I'm on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, and it's all just under @KarenHarding. So you'll be able to find me. I regularly post up pictures of cute animals as well on days when I'm feeling
groggy.
Gotta
love a cute animal on Instagram.
But, yeah, and lots of selfies as well, you know. But no, I'm on just, it's all Karen Harding. I'm really easy to find, and all my videos are on YouTube as well.
So yeah, check out Karen Harding's social media pages for cute animals and selfies. Thanks so much for stopping by. It's been absolutely great fun to talk to you.
Thank you for having us in. Thank you.